Fire officials were reporting just one new wildfire in the northeastern Ontario fire region on Sunday, with 19 active fires burning, down from a high of 30 active fires 2 weeks ago. While there may be fewer fires, parts of the northeast are experiencing heavy smoke due to a large number of fires in the northwestern Ontario and Quebec, fire officials said. The problems appear to be east of Elliott Lake, with smoke drift traveling as far as north of Timmins, down through Sudbury and past Parry Sound. Aviation, Forest Fire and Emergency Services said in its latest update. Meanwhile, restrictions put in place in the wake of the fires remain as is. Travel restrictions are in place in the Sudbury, Hurst-Cochrane-Kapuskasing, and Chaplot-Wawa districts. A restricted fire zone implemented by the Ministry of Natural Resources and Forestry on June 1 is still in effect, meaning no open-air burning is allowed, including campfires. The AFF said forestry staff will be on the lookout for lightning fires on the forest floor that may be smoldering since periods of earlier rainfall and could flare up when dry, warm conditions return. The AFF said Sunday that the fire hazard is moderate from North Bay to Pembroke. From Parry Sound going north, the hazard was deemed high to extreme. For a closer look at fire hazard conditions, view this interactive map. The region's new fire, Cochrane 13, was confirmed this afternoon. The one-hectare fire is on an island on the Attawapiskat River, 0.6 kilometers east of the town of Attawapiskat. Following are details on other fires of note, according to the AFS. Chaplot 3 was confirmed on June 1. It is a 3,916-hectare wildland fire located 2 kilometers south of October Lake and 2.5 kilometers west of Vichaw Lake. It is not under control. Chaplot 6 was confirmed on June 4. It is a 1,228-hectare wildland fire located 2.5 kilometers west of Morin Lake and 1 kilometer east of Bulco Lake. It is not under control. Cochrane 6 was confirmed June 2. It is a 1,239-hectare wildland fire located 9 kilometers west of Lake Abitibi and 1 kilometer east of Marathon Lake. It is not under control. This fire is holding along cat guards, roads, and natural boundaries. Cochrane 7 was confirmed on June 2. It is a 10,719-hectare wildland fire is located northeast of Lake Abitibi and 7 kilometers southwest of Joe Lake. It is not under control. Heavy equipment continues to be utilized to aid in suppression efforts. Kirkland Lake 5 was confirmed on June 7. It is a 2,300-hectare wildland fire located north of Lady Evelyn Lake. It is not under control. Helicopters have them assigned the fire. Sudbury 10 was confirmed on June 2. It has been remapped to 1,370 hectares and is located 3 kilometers west of Fox Lake and 5 kilometers east of Atchison Lake. It is not under control. Sudbury 17 was confirmed June 4. It is a 5,857-hectare wildland fire located 3 kilometers west of Mattawamson Lake and 0.5 kilometers east of Pilot Lake. Multiple crews are committed to the fire. It is not under control. Sudbury 19 was confirmed on June 4. It is a 459 hectares wildland fire located south of Shakwa Lake and 1 kilometer west of Lower Shakwa Lake. It is being held. Timmins 7 was confirmed on June 4. It is a 149-hectare wildland fire located 0.3 kilometers northeast of Ossine Lake. It is not under control. Crews are working on the east flank of the fire. Wawa 3 was confirmed on May 27. It is a 6,678-hectare wildland fire located south of Trent Lake and Round Lake, and 5 kilometers northwest of Duffy Lake. It is being held.